This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Big Al is back with KER Politics in hour two. Just as a reminder, some of the segments that are broadcast on the radio, they do run a bit longer, and I post the full extended versions on our website and on our podcast, Cullen Economics Report. That being said, if anybody does ever want to reach out to me and have any questions on the markets or on the companies that I talk to, please email me at fleck@kereport.com. I always love to hear from all of our listeners. Now, to kick off the show, I am chatting with Hugh Agro. He is the president and CEO of Revival Gold. What I'm going to be doing for the first two segments is talking to company management about the overall resource sector, trying to get a boots-on-the-ground feel and from a managerial perspective. So, Hugh, what I want to ask you first is, what trends do you see developing for the resource sector that should be beneficial to move the company or the sector forward and hopefully get some more interest in?
Well, Corey, we're in the dog days of summer right now, and I think that's obvious to all of us. I'm sure all your listeners as well. Traditionally, the price of gold, speaking about gold for just a second, you know, tends to pick up as you get through the end of August, September. But it's the dog days of summer right now for the equities and for the metal market. A number of reasons for that right now. In terms of what, you know, we see as major trends facing us, I think there's a couple of interesting developments over the last month or two. One is that, you know, the U.S. economy continues to be very strong, and we're seeing consumer prices at fastest pace of growth in the last 10 years. We're seeing the reserve fully on track for two rate raises through the rest of this year. Economy growing at 4.1% in the June quarter. Employment at close to the lowest levels in 18 years. All of those things are exciting for the U.S. economy. I have to say, though, that when you look at the debt situation in the U.S., and when you look at the inflation situation that I just spoke about, this seems to me like just a tightening, a further tightening, the data pointing to a further tightening of the screws and the prospect for a real rebound for anything outside of the tech and traditional blue chip stock market. So that's favorable for us in the gold business. We're taking our licks right now and through the dog days of summer, but the screws are getting tightened and this is setting us up for a favorable future. That's certainly one trend that is favorable for us in the long run.
Okay, and it is interesting to see the U.S. data and the relative strength of U.S. markets, even though they did fall on Friday. Money definitely has been going into the U.S. dollar, into U.S. equities. Some would even argue as almost a safe haven play. And yes, the summer has been rough for the metals, but with gold still above $1,200, it's not like we're threatening to break that $1,000 level right now. Stocks have also taken it on the chin a little bit, but there is a lot of capital in the world, in the markets. That capital just isn't rotating into the metals right now. Do you think we're just waiting for a more severe, maybe U.S. market pullback, or could something else help drive the gold and the resource sector in general?
As I like to remind folks, even at $1,200 gold, the gold producers are making 20 to 30% margins on their AISC costs. Not their cash costs, but their all-in sustaining costs. So that's a lot of cash, as you point out, going into the sector, and meanwhile, we're seeing reserve vice decline rapidly, and there's a big impetus for replacing those reserves, which, again, a favorable development for companies such as Revival Gold. We saw in the last couple of weeks here Coeur d'Alene taking out yet another North American-focused developer, Northern Empire. And it's interesting to me to see outside of the gold space that Nevsun has, once again turned down another offer from Lundin for their high class portfolio of assets, and this is indicative, and again underpins our belief that the future is bright for those who can assemble good portfolios of assets in good geographies. The industry needs them, and there's cash being generated, as you point out. That will underpin those growth ambitions for those intermediate gold companies and the larger diversified miners.
So a couple of things to consider is Q2 for some of the major mining companies was actually a rough quarter. Goldcorp comes to mind. I've talked about that a lot this week. Even had a conversation with John Kaiser earlier this week regarding those takeovers that we have heard and that had been accepted in the last couple of weeks. Some of the arguments were that these companies were being taken out too early, almost at the bottom of the market, even though their share prices had performed quite well. I think a lot of optimism was around what these companies could do next year, but now that optimism is no longer since they are acquired by larger companies. What do you think some of these deals actually tells about the overall motivation of some of the management and some of the groups that are trying to build these companies?
They're few and far between. It takes a lot of hard work, and there's a scarcity of projects, as we've just discussed, and there's also a scarcity of people. And the fact that some of these management teams, as capable as they are choosing to sell when there is such a confluence of events that are pointing to a bright future in our space, is indicative of the scarcity of the teams that are willing to go the full 10 yards to achieve the ultimate end goal of building a great company. I think that's what it says about the industry right now. There's a scarcity of projects. There's also a scarcity of people willing to go the yards that are required.
So do you think that we will see maybe more M&A activity, or do you see a trend that has occurred recently, and that is some more consolidations in terms of land packages, in terms of some of the smaller or mid-sized companies growing their packages, not so much through big headline M&A deals?
I think it's more of the latter, and certainly it's a core tenet of Revival Gold strategy to be looking for opportunities to grow where we see quality assets, assets that fit with our portfolio, and where we see teams that could benefit from working with us or in conjunction with us. We're certainly open to those possibilities and be exploring them. I think it's a fundamental trend in our industry that there are fewer investors out there, fewer institutional investors who are in the space right now. It's always a sign of a bottom point in the cyclical industry when that happens. And if you're patient about it, and if you can do the right kind of arrangements, it's a good opportunity to build a portfolio of assets, a portfolio of investments that can really take off when the capital comes back in. And it will. If the capital will come back in, the question right now is, who is out there positioning themselves for that resurgence of interest in the space? Who's positioned themselves with the right people and the right projects, and it's going to win the long game.
All right, Hugh, great update. I appreciate your comments and your knowledge on the overall resource market. I always go to you when I have questions in terms of what I think management is dealing with in these markets. And right now, yes, it has been tough, but you point out a few things that might be happening kind of behind the scenes that are of interest or should be of interest to resource investors. Hugh, great chatting with you this weekend. Thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be back continuing on with some comments on the resource sector.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Continuing our theme in these first two segments, I am chatting with Ivan Bebek. Ivan is the executive chairman of Oren Resources. We will be getting an update from Oren Resources, but Ivan, first I want to talk about the overall environment that we are in for precious metals companies and especially the exploration companies. There were a couple of M&A that happened last week or over the last couple weeks, and I have to say the overall attitude that I got from our listeners was a bit of disappointment. Some of these stories had some excitement around them, and now they're getting taken out for levels that I know a lot of shareholders wish were much higher. You were actually able to sell a company, Caden Resources, to Agnico Eagle back in 2014, when the market's still very much in a bear market. You've even talked about the possibility of selling a couple of the, let's call them, not flagship projects, at least initially, for Oren Resources. How are you able to create these liquidity events, and how does the market dictate how it comes together?
Well, great question, Corey. It's nice to be back. Thanks for having me. First of all, start off with your first point. You know, when you look at the M&A that's happened recently and you see these modest transactions, you know, it's really a true sign of the times. You've got a lot of exhausted management teams that have been fighting against a very difficult gold equities market. And I think that itself will gander a lower premium than people expect, and people are kind of throwing in the towel in certain projects, right? Or maybe they feel they've drilled the best stuff and it's a lot harder to find more ounces after that point in time. I think that company would have the answer of how they really felt about the transaction at the time that's done. But, you know, you brought up a good point in terms of Caden. When we sold Caden, we had the opinion, and I think it was felt with the buyers too, that we might be on to a gold district that could host 3 to 5 million ounces of gold. And, you know, no one's had a look on anything that's transacted lately that had that kind of upside potential, and it was bought early. And so, you know, I think what's missing from this gold equity market is not overpriced M&A deals or highly expensive ones. I think if anyone's selling their company in this market, you know, unless you're in a bit of a strong financial position or you have multiple assets or, you know, so to work with, you're going to be looking at more conservative pricing. What I think the market needs more than some big M&A is the market needs a discovery. And so I'll ask you this question rhetorically is, when's the last time we saw a company go from $1 to $20 or $40 per share on a big discovery? That hasn't happened since the Aurelian days, and that would be 2009 or 10, I think, back then when that occurred. If no one's making explosive returns like that on natural resource equities, no one's going to come racing to buy them. The last major mine in the world, I've said this a lot, was Amaruq. It was found in 2011, and that's with by Agnico Eagle right next to us up in the Arctic. So in 7 years, there's been no major discovery. There's been no 10 to 20 bagger really come out of our market to draw a bunch of the equity guys in to go buy at the bottom of this sentiment, you know, where we're sitting with the gold space. But, you know, as a true contrarian, I believe that you can make money on both sides of the market. We certainly did that with Caden in the middle of the bear market when we sold it for, you know, I think the year before we sold it, it was 67 cents a share. We sold it for $3.48 a share. And if you had held your shares for 14 months, you would have gone around $7 a share with your Agnico shares, right? And having been through that transaction, you know, there's a lot of experience that comes out of it of what's sellable. You know, there was no resource. It was 100 drill holes. It was a great land position. You know, now they're working towards adding up the ounces. But, you know, seeing how that whole transaction transpired, being up against the wall with, you know, exhaustion of fighting the bad markets. But, you know, the asset really is what drove value. And I'll push you forward to what I think is going to happen next in this gold market. You're going to see some more, I like to call these consolidation kind of acquisitions. I don't think these are, hey, look at the big discovery, there's the big M&A, the kind that could really drive the market. You know, a lot of these things would be companies adding on to their portfolio, or, you know, a neighboring project makes sense to acquire that, and they're more, you know, conservative deals. And unless somebody goes out there, and I certainly hope we are the ones to do that as we're drilling right now, and makes a world-class, you know, 5 to 10 million ounce looking discovery, because you wouldn't do that in the first drill program. But if you find something big, that's going to be what ganders everyone's interest, and that's the kind of thing that's going to get a premium because of the drought and those big discoveries that's taken place.
Do you think that this drought in terms of big discoveries also has something to do with maybe a lot of these big discoveries have already been found? Or does it just come down to needing some more exploration programs, some more teams to head into these prospective areas and actually get the drill in the ground and actually find something?
So great point and great question. First off, everything that's been world-class or big, and when I say world-class, I'm thinking 5 to 20 or 30 million ounces of gold. In my opinion, and we've looked at over 200-300 projects in the last 4 years, everything that was sticking out of the ground that you could see has been discovered. The easy discoveries are gone, and the future of major world-class discoveries is going to be predominantly undercover, or it's going to be in extreme geopolitical jurisdictions such as parts of Africa or parts of Asia that no one's ever been before exploring, right, which will have their own geopolitical concern and risk. And I'm not sure what kind of a premium you'd get in those parts of the world, right? But everything easy has most certainly been found. I completely agree with that. And when you look at Committee Bay, if you look at another company I'm involved in, Gold Standard, you know, there's the bit of outcrop that's there on either project, it's minimal. If there was 4 kilometers of outcropping rocks at Committee Bay, it'd be a hole in the ground. If there was 4 kilometers of outcropping rocks in Gold Standard, they would have been bought out years ago. They would have had the deposit. It would have been already gone. The next point you made is about money being spent. You know, we're spending a decent amount of money this year. I was just looking at our budget. I think that will be probably, with all of our programs that we're going to do by the end of the year, is probably closer to $20 million from January through December. And last year was $40 million roughly that we spent. Of those two capital amounts, I think about 85% of it goes into the ground. Then there's some property payments and whatnot, but that's a substantial amount of money that's looking for these major deposits. If you go across the junior market, we're not the only ones doing it. I know Gold Standard is spending a tremendous amount of money with exploration away from their existing deposits, and so are other companies. You know, Terex Minerals up in northern Canada, Maple Gold out in Quebec. There's a lot of money being spent drilling on these projects. There just isn't a lot of gold being found. So I think there's no shortage of money. It's not an exuberant amount of money that is going in, but it's a decent amount of money. It's just the real estate to find easy deposits, it's not there. It means that the next person that finds something substantial in terms of a new discovery, not a retread of an existing one, but a new discovery, will probably carry one of the biggest premiums, you know, per what it has, and it'll probably be the big driver that ignites the market.
All right, Ivan, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment. To hear the full conversation, please visit our weekend show posting at kereport.com. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Adrian Day.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Adrian Day. Adrian is the CEO of Adrian Day Asset Management. And Adrian, I have to say, you actually run one of the best performing gold funds recently, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you on our show and at the conferences that we go to on a regular basis. What I first want to do is talk about and recap some of the recent financial data and results that we have seen out of the resource sector. Let's start at the majors, because overall I was actually a bit surprised and a bit disappointed at a number of the Q2 financials that we saw out of the major companies. Goldcorp is one that jumps to mind, where even their guidance for Q3 was not very good. They're claiming that Q4 will be better. But overall, it was disappointing. And one thing that I was trying to hang my hat on is that the majors were doing better. They were building up cash balances. Maybe they could be the injection of capital into the juniors that the market so desperately needs. But this Q2, I think, kind of took us a step backwards. Can you address your maybe recap of what we saw for some Q2 financials for the majors?
Yeah, hello, Corey, and thank you for having me on. I'm going to take a fairly, you know, as it were, high-level view. I'm not going to get into a lot of the minute details, but I think you're right. The results generally were, let's say, mixed. There were some, you know, bright spots, better than expected, but overall the results were not particularly exciting, and there were some definite bad spots. You mentioned Goldcorp. Goldcorp reminds me a little bit in saying that, well, this was a bad quarter, and the next quarter will be bad, but boy, Q4 is going to make up for it all. It's a little bit like, you know, gold investors are always saying, well, I'm bearish in the short term, but long term, I'm very bullish. Goldcorp has this 2020-20 plan, you know, 20% increase in reserves and production, 20% reduction in costs, and they really haven't got very far in achieving that, and they certainly didn't move forward this quarter with a slight reduction in production and increase in costs. So, you know, overall, I think it's difficult to get excited about many of the results that came from the companies, frankly. We've had some of the problems at mines, but a lot of it is operational problems, and a lot of it is, you know, cost pressures, which we don't hear too much about at the moment. But I think, you know, it's beginning to be quite significant, the cost pressures, some of the base metals, not so much in the recent months, but some of the base metals, some of the currencies, some of the, wage pressures, frankly. It's all just beginning, and oil. It's all beginning to add up to something that matters to these companies. But I think one of the problems with the problems a lot of companies are having in ramping up new mines, you know, Goldcorp's Eleonore comes to mind, which is a great mine, but the ramp up has been a little longer and more difficult than anticipated, and that applies to many companies, along with operational problems. I think it's a reflection that most easy deposits, you know, have long ago been found, and we're now working on more marginal and more difficult deposits. So I don't think that part of it is going to get much easier for most of the mining companies going forward.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are right. And you know what? It is hard running a mine, starting up a mine. But the fact of the matter is that these companies are having to grind down to lower grades. And when you take into account that costs are rising, whether it's wages, whether it's energy, that continues to put a pressure on these companies that they really can't control. Can we also quickly talk about still the debt issues that a lot of these majors have? As I said, they were building up some cash balances, but there are still a number of majors that have not been able to sort out and decrease their debt.
Well, absolutely. Now, having said that, this is the point of the cycle. Hopefully we're at a low point now. This is the point when I don't mind companies building up debt, but you have to, at the bottom, if you're building up debt to acquire new ounces. In the past, too many companies have taken on debt when gold is at 1800 and 1900 to make these overpriced marginal, overpriced acquisitions of marginal properties. And then they struggle to reduce their debt as the price goes down. Obviously, if you're a counter-cyclical player, the right way to do it is when prices are high, you sell off some of your marginal assets, you reduce your debt at the top, so that you're in a position, when prices are low like now, to take on debt to make acquisitions. You know, Franco-Nevada last year famously, 2 years ago now, famously took on debt for the first time in his history to make an acquisition because prices were so low. But if you're struggling, to pay your debt, then that's at the bottom. That's a real problem.
Yeah, it really is. But that's an interesting comment, that you're okay with companies taking on some debt right now to make some acquisitions. I agree with that comment, but again, it's important to look at the balance sheets and understand where the company stands currently. And that's something that
100%.
We will talk about, yes,
yeah,
a bit later. But there are some other companies that are utilizing debt, and you could say outperforming the sector. There are these streaming and royalty companies, of which when they take some positions and get some streaming and royalty agreements in place at these low part of the market, they really benefit when the price starts to move higher. But even now, some of their shares are doing fairly well. Can you address the streaming and royalty companies, how you feel about that strategy and how they are performing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've long been a proponent of a royalty streaming model as an alternative, as frankly a better way of getting exposure to senior, major mines than actually the mine operators. Now, let's be honest, we can't all be royalty companies. Someone actually has to do the operations. But mining, as you mentioned, is just a tough business. It's difficult to make money in markets like this for a mining company. But the royalty companies, which tend to have better balance sheets, are in a great position to negotiate great streaming deals. And a lot of people are looking at some of the deals done, you know, in the last 12 months by the big ones like Franco and Wheaton and so on, and saying, my gosh, you've got a 4% return on capital. You know, what's all that about? Well, 4% return on capital at what might be a low point in the cycle on a mine with lots of exploration upside, you know, these royalties might look mediocre right now, but looking back on them in 10 years or 20 years, and these are typically long life reserves that they're acquiring right now, I think these are going to look very, very attractive going forward. So I like the royalty model very, very much. It's a much lower risk way of getting exposure to the major mines. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, that's fine, I agree. But the prices, the valuations of the stocks are just too high.
All right, Adrian. Unfortunately, we need to cut this segment for the radio stations, but I will have you back on next segment. We'll talk about a couple royalty and streaming companies that you like, and I want to touch on how you go about filtering through all the noise and promotion that we hear in a lot of these companies. And then finally, let's talk a little bit about some of our gripes with what's holding back the overall industry due to management teams and their motivations. I know it can be a sensitive subject, but I do appreciate talking about it. I think everybody needs to be aware when they are investing in certain companies. So everybody stick around. Adrian and I will be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back to wrap up the first hour, and I am still chatting with Adrian Day. Adrian, we ended last segment talking about some royalty and streaming companies that are of potential interest to you, but you did some background research into some of the metrics that are attracting you to some of these companies. Can you please share those?
You know, you look at some of these companies, and you look at, say, Franco-Nevada, which is my favorite, and you say 60 times earnings. My gosh, you know, that's expensive. You look at the price to book, which is 2.9. You know, that's pretty high, especially with prices down so much. But if you look back at different valuation metrics, you look back at the history of valuation of Franco-Nevada, you see that the present valuations in terms of price to cash flow, price to book, are really not extreme valuations for that company at all. That's number one point. The number two point, which is even more important, I think, is that the net value, the net present value of that company has just continued to move up. So you're paying a good valuation for a company that, you know, depending on whether you look at the first iteration or the second iteration, but since the middle of the 1980s, if you go back to the first iteration, has consistently increased the value of the company over time. You know, the enterprise value or the book value or whatever valuation you want to look at. And so that's a second very, very important point, that even when the market is weak, they've continued to increase their valuation. And the last point I'd make is that even without any additional mines, any additional investments, any increase in the price of gold or copper, their earnings are going to double in the next 2 years. So put all that together, and I would say, well, I would say it may not look like a Graham and Dodd value investment, but it sure looks better value than Facebook or Netflix or Tesla.
Good
so I don't think these companies, and maybe that's a bit snide, because I'm not saying they're better value than those. I'm saying they are good value. Now, I mean, even among the royalties, you have to differentiate. I mean, Franco, in my mind, is the best, is the cleanest. It has a great balance sheet.
How do you go about differentiating? Sorry to interrupt you there, Adrian, but I think that's what some people find difficult, is that you talk to these royalty companies and they can show you a wide range of royalties and streams that they have and projections of when each of these mines will come online or how much more they're going to produce. How do you go about filtering through all of this, really, promotion?
Yeah, I think three things. One is, and you've sort of touched on two of them. One is, how many royalties, how many mines they are exposed to through royalties and streams, A, that are producing, and B, the pipeline. So a company like Franco has about 35 producing royalties, about 340 non-producing royalties in their pipeline. And some of them, they all have good pipelines, but some of them are not quite as good as that. So number one, we'll say the pipeline. Number two, I would say the diversification. Because if you're a royalty company, one of the big drawbacks of being a royalty company is you don't actually operate the mine. So it doesn't actually matter how good these people are. If the operator makes a mess of it, they get less revenue. And even if the operator doesn't make a mess, if something just goes wrong, they get less or no revenue from their assets. So diversification in their revenue stream is very important. So companies like, say, Royal Gold did have over 30% of their revenue, and their NAV for that matter, from Mount Milligan at a certain point in time. And that was clearly too high. That gave them far too much risk, being exposed like that to one company. And, you know, the stock price went down significantly into the 20s, in fact, at the beginning of 2016. It was trading actually in the low 20s. Since then, they have done a good job of adding assets, and slowly they have brought that number down. It's now about 26% of their revenue comes from Mount Milligan, which is a lot more reasonable than when it was significantly over 30. So the diversification of the revenue stream is another important point. I think the third important point is the balance sheet. Royal, Franco, Wheaton, the other three big ones are Royal Gold, Wheaton, and then Osisko all have debt. Franco has no debt. But looking at, you know, how much debt do they have, how much cash do they have, company like Osisko, for example, has very little, it has no net debt, it has cash, but it also has about $450 million worth of securities in other companies that they could sell if they wanted to. And so their balance sheet is quite reasonable. They're all good balance sheets, but some are just better than others. So the balance sheet is the third thing. And I think the last thing, the fourth thing, would be to look at what kind of mistakes has the management team made over the years. Now, everybody makes mistakes, of course, even you and I, Curry. No, we all make mistakes, but look at the mistakes that the management team has made and ask yourself if they're mistakes that reasonably you could have expected them to avoid. I mean, I think Royal Gold putting too much money into Mount Milligan, they re-upped twice, remember, when Mount Milligan started to go wrong. They actually increased their investment twice. And although it's worked out well in the end, I think that could be argued that was a mistake. So I think that's another thing to look at. And I'm not picking on Royal. We're buying Royal right now, frankly. At $83, I think it's a very good buy. And a Cisco under $9 is just ridiculous. I think that's a very good buy as well. Those two, I think, are the best buys right now.
Okay, so a couple considerations on some royalty companies that you like, even though, yes, you did point out maybe some small issues that investors would have. I want to switch focus just a little bit here, but talk more about, too, still driving down to those balance sheets. And one of the issues that you and I, when we were talking off, might continue to see with this sector, it happens a lot with these junior companies, and it's even more glaring when you look at their balance sheets, and that continues to be the amount of dilution that needs to take place within these companies because management continues to pay themselves so well. Some companies were very smart. They raised some money at some good times during the market, but even in that fact, they are starting to run out of money again. Take us through some of the issues that you've seen where management still is paying themselves too much money and not growing the company.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. And I don't want to mention, you know, particular companies here, if you don't mind, but just some of them will know who they are. But first of all, when you've got an exploration company, let's start at the beginning. When you've got an exploration company, typically you don't have any revenue. Now, you know, some of the exploration companies, some of the, particularly the prospect generators, they try to generate a little bit of money by the deals that they do. If they run the projects, they get maybe a 5 or 10% management fee for running it. So it brings in a little bit of money here and there. But for the most part, an exploration company by its nature doesn't have revenue, so they have to raise money in the market in order to keep going. The key is how often are they raising money and diluting shareholders, and how much of the money that they raise goes into the ground. So let me just give you two examples here, and I won't mention them, but here's one company that at the end of 2014 had 2.6 million shares outstanding, and today they have over 90 million shares outstanding. A company like that if you've gone from under 3 to over 90, you have got to have increased the value of that company 30-fold simply for the shares to stay where they are.
They're absolutely right, and unfortunately we do see a lot of that firsthand. The worst thing is that I think is that these management teams are still around, too. They haven't provided a winner, and they've run a couple companies into the ground. Adrian, great chatting with you. Always enjoy reading over your newsletter and what you do for clients. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Corey. Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.